This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready, here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hit in the air, right field, pretty deep. Going back, turning, looking, and that is gone. And Kyle Schwarber goes down and gets one on an 0-2 pitch. And it's a three-run home run here in the bottom of the first as, once again, Schwarber strikes first.
How about Schwarber? Welcome Sherbert. On in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. You know what that was last night? That was a nice, relaxing, easy victory over a bad team.
It was nice to see.
It was. 7-2 Phillies. Now, we got a lot to get to today. The Eagles draft class, Bryson Stott. We'll get to a lot, including Roger Goodell on the tush push. And we got to blame Hugh Douglas for something going on around here at WIP. 215-592. You'll say 215-592-9494.
So you and Kyle be up here just cooking stuff up.
Well,
man.
I mean, maybe if you weren't in traffic for 2 hours each morning, you'd stop us.
Hey, speaking of that, good morning, Joe.
Good morning,
Philadelphia. Listen, people, I understand that, you know, you have road rage in the morning and you have somewhere to go to work or whatever. Like, trying to get it from a truck, though, like a semi-truck,
trying to
play bully to a semi-truck is not the move.
That dog doesn't hurt.
No, because I saw a guy this morning, the semi-truck, you know how big they are, Joe. He's driving this little-ass car, and he's trying to bogart the semi. It didn't work well for him. Got his whole back end toe up on his car, and he's probably sitting there in traffic waiting for the cops to come. That was not bright on your part, bro. Like, the semi can't see you. And luckily, the semi wasn't going fast, but to hear it was probably going like 5 or 10 miles an hour, right? But the crunch of the guy's tire and the back bumping, like, it was ridiculous. And just know you're not going to win that with a truck. You're not.
No. Listen, we joke with you. Traffic was rough this morning. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there still in traffic. So we'll try to keep you company here. 215-592-9494. Get you. But a lot to get to here, as I said. But Hugh, a Phillies win last night. That was a good one. Schwarber, whatever we call him on this show.
Him. Yeah, Sherbert,
big home
Sherbert.
Run early. Kepler later. Real Muto later. As I see the Phillies with some power last night. Sanchez. Look, I mean, I didn't think he was totally sharp, but looked healthy.
Ranger was out there with the frosted tips.
Well, I'm glad you brought us there. Ranger with his frosted tips, because Ranger Suarez officially is going to return to the Phillies this weekend. So we knew he completed his rehab and he did his last start and all that kind of stuff. And the question was, all right, when are they going to reinsert him onto this pitching staff? And how would they do it? Now, they were pretty clear the last couple weeks they're going to do it as a starter, but they weren't quite sure how they were going to do it. And now we know, well, let's listen to Topper on the plan for Ranger and when he returns here this weekend.
Do you have anything on Ranger, what his next step is, how he came out of the bullpen?
It was really good. He's going to start Sunday. It's going to be Luzardo, Nola, Ranger.
All right, so that's Topper. My headphones are all messed up. I can barely hear Topper, but I know what he said. He said that they're going to start Ranger Suarez on Sunday, Hugh Douglas. And, you know, we brought this up a little bit yesterday, and we know your take on this, but it doesn't mean we're done battling about this. Because, look, I think the Phillies are in a better place today. They were 5 days ago, right? Nice little winning streak here. And I'm happy Ranger's back, and I think he's going to help this team because when he's healthy, he's a good pitcher. But, Hugh, it's just striking to me that the bullpen – and they did pitch well last night. Even with that, though, the bullpen this season has a 5.03 ERA. They're one of the worst bullpens so far in baseball this year. And we have Ranger Suarez, who has pitched out of the bullpen before and pitched quite effectively out of the bullpen. And he's going to go back to the starting rotation. And we got Taiwan Walker here, your guy, who goes tonight.
Taiwan,
and you know that I am very skeptical of Taiwan's ability.
He's hot and cold, yeah.
But Taiwan has not been a problem this year. In 4 of his 5 starts, he's allowed 0, 1, or 2 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
They have won 3 of his 5 starts. One of the 2 they lost. They scored zero runs. So I'm not putting that on Taiwan. That was last Friday against the Cubs. Taiwan, for a fifth starter, has been fine. Yeah. The Phillies' rotation is a strength. Sanchez, luckily, is healthy. Wheeler's great. Nola had a rebound Sunday night. And obviously, Luzardo's been excellent so far. The Phillies don't need a starting pitcher right now. They need an arm in the bullpen. And I think they should put Ranger in the bullpen. I know what they're doing on Sunday, but... I want Ranger in the bullpen. I want Painter in the bullpen. I'm not getting my way on that. So at least maybe I get my way on Ranger Suarez. Hugh, I think they should just say, hey, Ranger, you're going to the bullpen. Hugh, what do you think? As Ranger's obviously healthy, he'll return Sunday to start. Would you put him in the bullpen?
No. Ranger's not. I mean, I would ask him, but that you already know the answer to that question. He's not going to the bullpen, man. He's trying to get paid this year. And that's where his mindset is. That's what his agent is telling him. I'm pretty sure that Ranger has talked to his agent, and his agent has told him, yeah, they're going to try to put you in a bullpen. That's not going to happen. I would not be surprised if the Phillies asked him before all of this came up and said, hey, how do you think he feel about being a – no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do that. I really don't.
I'm surprised today because we always talk about the your outfit or your shirts and you were super Grover the other day. Today you're wearing blue. I'm just surprised you're not wearing a Boris Korp hoodie today. You came in here
waving the flags.
Unbelievable, flags. This guy.
No, I am just trying to tell y'all how these things.
And
work.
I don't care.
He's gonna come in with frosted tips.
What tips am I gonna frost? They already got frosted tips.
This might
tips.
Not be the right show for frosted tips. No, 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies put Ranger Suarez in the bullpen? Or I'll go off what you said. He might not want to. I'll force him in the bullpen. I'll just say you're in the bullpen. Okay, hold on. If you activate him to the pitching staff and you don't write his name in the lineup card ever to start, he's a reliever. What is he going to do about it?
That's going to be a problem. And then he's going to call his agent.
Oh, boy.
And his agent's going to give a big old stink. And then, like, I think this is what people don't understand, is that you have other people that are in that locker room that look at that, that might be up for a contract soon, and they'll say, wow, you see how they did so-and-so? Mm. Oh, I don't want them to do that to me. It's a trickle-down effect. I hear what you're saying. And it would be great if he would do that. But I don't know any person in a contract year that would be willing to make that sacrifice, especially when this is your last one and you have no guarantees of anything, of financial compensation. You don't have any.
Well, you don't. No, I mean, that's... Look, I understand why Ranger might not want to go to the bullpen. And look, we're speculating. We have no idea. We have no idea what conversation's been had. And then, look, the Phillies might just think that Taiwan is not going to keep pitching well, and he's eventually going to have to be the long man in the bullpen anyway. This is all part of it. I look at the Phillies through a month, and there's been some good, there's been some bad. They're 17-13. They're obviously playing better baseball this last few days than they did the previous week or so. So we're feeling better about them. If you asked me to list things on their team right now they can improve on, I wouldn't say the starting rotation. The starting rotation is good. It is obviously good with Zach Wheeler and with Jesus Luzardo leading it. Christopher Sanchez back and healthy. And then you factor in the back of it. Okay, Aaron Nola has not been very good this year, but we know Aaron Nola will probably level out at some point. He probably started to do that this past Sunday in Chicago. I don't think Nola's going to pitch to a 2.5 ERA, but I also don't think he's going to pitch to a 6.5. He'll probably be in the 4.5s, and you could live with that as your fourth starter. And I look at Taiwan Walker, who will go tonight, and I'm not expecting anything great, but if you get the level
five
of,
innings.
If you get 5 innings and decent ball out of Taiwan Walker, well, then you can make your bullpen better with Ranger Suarez. I just feel like the Phillies are strengthening a strength while leaving a weakness weak, and that doesn't make much sense to me. And, Hugh, I understand, and you have a perspective here as a former player, so I get why that Ranger might not want to do it and Scott Boras might want to do it, but the team's got to be above the player.
You know what the unfortunate thing about what you just said is? Most times, organizations make you feel that way until you get to a moment like this. And then you're asked to make a sacrifice that you know is going to set you back. It's going to help the team out in the long run, but it sets you back financially. And there are things in place that it's called NFLPA and things of that nature, where you owe it to the people that are coming after you not to make that move, because if you do that, you set a precedent. I know I'm getting into minutia all of this, but it's a lot of politicking that's unfortunately at this level in baseball and things of that nature, where Ranger can't do it. He just can't do it.
I just want a quick question. Just a quick question. What size hoodie do you want from Boris Korp? Because I'm ordering it right now.
Really?
I just want to know. I'll get it for you.
I sat here and I tried to break it down for you.
I just want to know what
clear
size.
Clear and concise as I could. And you still talk. Like, no, that's just how it works. It's unfortunate because at this point, if we're in college, that old college try and that old kumbaya we're doing it for the team, that dog hunts in college. But when you're talking about financial compensation and this potentially being your last contract, Ranger's looking at it like, nah, dog, I need to put these starting pitcher stats out there. I need to get back out there, and I need to figure out a way to put myself back in the conversation to get this maximum contract so that when I'm done, I'm good.
Listen, I get that. I understand why he would want that, and Scott Boras would want that, and an agent would want that. I just don't care. I mean, I just don't care. I want the Phillies to win as many games as they can.
I do, too.
I look at over the next month or two, right? After that, we'll kind of reassess the team, trade deadline when Painter arrives. But for the next month or two, if you tell me what gives the Phillies a better chance each night, Taiwan in the starting rotation, Ranger in the bullpen, or vice versa, I would choose Ranger in the bullpen, Taiwan in the rotation, because I just think Ranger would be better in the bullpen. And Taiwan,
because he's done it.
He's done it, and he's obviously got – he has interest because he doesn't have huge stuff, but he's got some sort of moxie out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
And he was a closer.
No, I get
at one
point. I get what you're saying. But
and Taiwan's been fine. Like,
yes.
I never impressed with Taiwan, but this year, starting when you called his first outing against Colorado, he has pitched fine.
I will tell you this, Joe. For me, in the small sampling size that I've seen from Taiwan, to me, is better in short burst spurts.
He has, but he's also never been a full-time reliever. He's probably come out of the bullpen at some point just to help, like last year. But he's never been, like, for 2 months, he's a relief pitcher where he gets warmed up every 2 or 3 days. That's not what he does.
Yeah, I know. But I think that it would probably be easier to sell it to him in his pitching style than it would be a Ranger in this moment. And that's kind of what I'm going with. Now, if Ranger does it, he does it knowing that he's probably going to take a hit as far as his financials is concerned.
Mm.
But I don't think he's going to do that.
Well,
I really don't.
Yeah, Ranger Suarez could figure out his bank account after the season. I got to figure out winning baseball games. Phillies have done a nice job the last few days. 215-592-9494. Topper confirmed Ranger is going to start on Sunday. Should they just force him to go to the bullpen? This feels so easy to me. It feels simple. Taiwan's been fine as the fifth starter so far, and Ranger Suarez has been a good relief pitcher in the past. Let's hear Dave Dombrowski a couple weeks ago asked about the bullpen, and he didn't seem to have any sense of urgency on adding anything or changing the mix out there.
They just have to pitch better. I mean, we're in a spot from the right-hand side. Jordan Romano, who we like a lot when we signed him, thank goodness he's healthy. His velocity is good, but he's going to have to start pitching better. And Ross is going to have to pitch a little bit better. And Ruiz is going to have to pitch a little bit better. Hernandez is a little bit different spot. He was kind of added as the extra guy, but he needs to pitch a little bit better too. So they just really have to go out then and pitch more consistently to get outs. I mean, they haven't missed a lot of bats out there so far. That's not always a necessity, but overall as a group, those guys just haven't really performed like we need them to do so. And they have to go out there. If we're going to be better, one or two of them are going to have to step up and be better on a consistent basis because you need more people to pitch at the back end of the game.
Well, they were better last night. Even with that, though, their ERA as we enter May as a bullpen is 5.03. I need an upgrade out there. It should be Ranger Suarez. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies ask or force Ranger Suarez to go to the bullpen? Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, Scott Boras and Hugh Douglas can both kiss my ass. It's not about selling this to Ranger Suarez. We have him under contract. Make him do it.
Yep.
Tell him he has to go to the bullpen. He's not going to refuse. Call his bluff. He's not going to start sitting out games.
And what is he going to do? Frost his hips more?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go full blonde.
This could definitely.
And Hugh's going to join him. He's going to frost the beard tips.
Well, the beard tips already frosted. Hello. I mean, I'm already frosted.
Were you yesterday, moldy strawberry?
Yeah, moldy strawberry yesterday.
They're snowy. The snowy tips.
Look, yeah, that's good.
Here's the thing. The six-man rotation, it sounds nice in theory, but don't we know that Zach Wheeler is not really – Zach Wheeler likes to go on a regular rest.
Yeah, so
you're going to upset – So you're going to upset your best pitcher, right? I think I'd worry more about that than I worry about upsetting Scott Boras, Mr. Company Man, and Ranger Suarez. Here's the other thing. Guys, we have to remember this. Ranger Suarez is coming off of a back injury to start the season. And last year, this back flares up. There's a thought that if you continue to throw him out there and eating up innings, like as a starting pitcher. What if it flares up again and then you don't have him at all? Like, this is a good way to limit his innings. We know he can do it. He's done it before. He's pitched huge innings in relief in the postseason for the Phillies. He closed out the Padres in the championship through one pitch, but he still did it.
Hey, that's a big out.
He's done it before. And look, I'm not setting my watch and marking my calendars for whenever Tywon Walker has to go out there every fifth day. But I got news for everybody. Phillies won 95 games last season with the worst version of Tywon Walker we've probably ever seen.
Yep.
Making the fifth most amount of starts for the Phillies last year.
He was effectively their fifth starter.
95 games. And you know why? Because they had a great bullpen.
He gets it.
Tywon Walker's looked better this season. Like, they can get away with him being the fifth starter for this year.
I don't think y'all get it.
We get it.
No,
excuse
you don't.
Me?
Y'all don't get it.
Ranger Suarez doesn't run the show. Neither does Scott Boras.
I like how y'all say it with so much bravado.
Yes.
In a perfect world. In college, in high school, that dog hunts. Because you know why? You have the threat of snatching somebody's scholarship. Ranger Suarez ain't on no scholarship
with
the Phillies.
What is he going to do about it?
He's going to say, you know what? I'm not going to the bullpen.
Well, then he doesn't pitch at all.
Okay. And what if he does that?
Head to Lehigh Valley with Stubbs.
And what if he does that? Now that's a but. Like, see, everything that you're saying that could happen, that's a bad look for the Phillies. Because now the next pitcher that you have come up and you ask him to do certain things, you want him to kind of help the team out, he'd be like, no, dog, I saw what y'all did to Ranger. Not doing that.
But it's also a bad look for him. He can't, if he doesn't perform in the major leagues, he's not going to get paid this offseason.
Well, how is it a bad look when, and I get what you're saying. But it's not a bad look when players look at you and know that you're being asked to do something in a contract year that's going to cost you money.
Well, who was the pitcher on the White Sox last year? Was it Crochet? Or no, it was
Crochet.
Yeah, it was Crochet. I forget what it was, but he was being a pain in the ass about when he was going to be able to be used.
So there was trade talk with him, right? The Phillies were interested in the Dodgers, and he said,
because he wanted to be a starter.
If he was traded, he wanted an extension if he was going to pitch in the postseason.
That stuff gets around, man.
Yeah, and he did he get traded?
He did.
Did he get paid?
No, well, so he got traded this offseason, not last season.
But did he get paid?
He did get paid. He's also better than Ranger.
But that's the thing. But it plays into what I'm saying. He stood on business.
Not really. I mean, they made him. Didn't they have him come out of the bullpen?
Well, he didn't get traded last year. They shut him down last season. They stopped pitching.
And he got paid, though. And Ranger would look at that and do the same thing. Like, this is where you got to understand. Like, another team, the Phillies are going to look at it like, oh, that's a bad look. But another team is going to look at that. And they'll use that as leverage to say, oh, you know what? We would never do you like that. We'll take you. We'll give you the money.
Yeah, so two things before we go to the phone lines. One, I think Ranger might just do it. And I might be wrong, and maybe Boras is in his ear now. I mean, Ranger was drafted here. He's been here his whole career. He's a Philly. He might do what's best for the team. Second, you know, there's a chance that, let's just say Tywon Walker pitches great tonight. How does he feel? He hasn't pitched poor enough to lose his spot in the rotation. He hasn't. And like,
if he goes
out there tonight and throws five innings, one run baseball, if I'm him, I say, I've done everything I'm supposed to do to keep my spot, and you're demoting me because you got Ranger.
But between the two, who do you think would make, or who do you think would be more susceptible because of the position that they're in to make that transition? With everything that we're talking about. To me, that's Tywon.
No,
listen to what I'm saying. Especially when you have his resurgence this year. He's been working on his game. He's gotten better. But let's not forget, a couple years ago, Tywon did have some mean tweets and was mad about being out of the rotation.
Yeah, he was in like Topper then.
Yeah. So to get back into good graces, I'm workshopping this.
I know.
Just to say, hey, man, we as well as you've been pitching, we need you to go to the bullpen. I think he would be more susceptible to that than Ranger.
Are you going
to
bring up the old tweets? Like, hey,
we left
off the hook for Now we need you to the squad.
I'm not going to throw it out there. It's going to be in my back pocket if he pushes back a little bit. But dog, we didn't say nothing when you're sending them little mean tweets.
I get it. I listen, you know what I mean? I don't think Taiwan's got a lot of leg to stand on. He was terrible last year. I'm just saying, I think they're a better team right now with Taiwan staying in the rotation, Ranger to the bullpen, then vice versa.
Taiwan's not a bullpen guy.
No, he's a starter.
Ranger is.
He's a fifth starter.
That dog is not going to hunt.
But hold on. But you're demoting your guy, Taiwan. Really, that's the story this morning. That Hugh has turned on Taiwan Walker. Benedict Arnold Douglas joins us this morning.
I've come to realize that no matter what I do in this situation for you guys, I can't win this. I can't win the scenario.
Because
so
it's basically wearing a Boris Korp shirt.
But a Ranger can also make things look better on him.
How?
By saying, I'm versatile. Yes. I will start or go to the bullpen for you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask y'all
That's a sell.
Question. I'm
going to
ask y'all a simple question. Y'all ready for the simple question?
Sure.
No, because I know Kyle's going to dance around. I need a simple question. I need a simple question answered for me. Who makes more money, a starter or a bullpen reliever?
A starter.
So you're asking him to go into – how long is he in the bullpen?
He's in the bullpen, well, potentially.
I'm assuming for the whole season.
Unless we have injuries in the rotation, then he comes back.
Or they trade for some people.
So wait a minute.
They just need him there for the time being.
So listen to what y'all saying, though.
What? Mm-hmm.
You want him to go to the bullpen for a whole season in his contract year and then try to negotiate a starter's price?
Do what's best for the team.
What you are doing is worrying about Ranger. I'm worried about the Phillies.
I don't give a crap about Ranger's pockets.
Don't give a crap.
I'm trying to tell you how this is going to play
out. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. Are you also a company man for Boris? What's up, Chris?
Happy bring your broom to the ballpark today.
You know,
bring
we could use a nice sweep today over the Nats. What's up, Chris?
Guys, this whole Ranger to the bullpen thing, listen, what you need to do is, Hugh, tell him, turn that coat over. And we're not sending Ranger to the bullpen. We're sending Taiwan down into that gutter, all right? I mean, that's what needs to happen here. Hugh, Kyle and Joe are just angry because they don't understand.
No, I get where they're coming from. They just want what's best for the team.
Yes!
But y'all not thinking about
name
this
on the
rationally.
Front, not the name on the back.
Y'all not thinking about this
screw
rationally.
His money.
You see, they just don't—they don't get it. You guys, you got to think about what's the best thing for the company. You know, Hugh and I—that
didn't sound right.
That's how Hugh thinks. That's how a company man thinks.
And every man's got his price. You know, I mean, Ranger's just trying to get paid. You know, I mean, he's looking for his last big contract.
You
understand? He's trying to get down in Florida. You know, and enjoy his life. You know, maybe end up in Jacksonville or something like that. But, like, that's what he's trying to do
Does she do anything for
us? And Kyle are wrapped up in their selfishness of they want their baseball team to win. And they're not thinking about what's best for, you know, Mr. Boris and what's best for Mr. Boris's client. I mean, just ask Bryce. You know, maybe he needs an extension too.
It started out so good.
Yeah, then
just
the strays are hitting.
It took a turn.
You earned them.
I mean, this is what we do. You know, they just don't understand. You know, it's just how it's got to be, guys. I'm going to leave you out because I know we're up against it here. But you know, just Joe and Kyle, have faith. The company knows what's best. We got the best man on that job, Mr. Boris leads the way!
We're not chatting Boris. 215-592-9494.
We can never allow that to happen
again. I know, it's ridiculous. All right, Topper said Ranger is starting on Sunday. I think the team is better off right now with Ranger helping in the bullpen and Taiwan staying in the rotation. I think they should, listen, I think he would probably do it, but if he puts up a stink, like company man Douglas over here, then they forced me to do it. Hugh Douglas and Scott Boris be damned. 215-592-9494. Your calls on all that next, and we'll get more into the Eagles draft and really what we expect from it here in the 2025 season. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.